More than 1,500 people in Charlotte are vying for a chance to participate in a nationwide COVID-19 vaccine study. The trial will enroll at least 30,000 people across the U.S. WFAE's Claire Donnelly talked to two people who are trying to sign up.
Fran Reddick is normally pretty nervous about medical stuff. She's had a few surgeries on her rotator cuff, her sinuses, and a lumpectomy. She worried a lot ahead of time about anesthesia.
My brain goes first to all the complications, you know, when I take any prescription med or when my children were ever given any prescription medication. You know, I always go to what are the side effects? What are the bad things that can happen?
But lately, with the coronavirus pandemic, the 55-year-old South Charlotte resident has a different attitude. When she heard that her doctor's office, Tryon Medical Partners, would be participating in a COVID-19 vaccine study, she called their office and left a voicemail. She wanted to sign up.
I'd like to do something to help everybody who's struggling. And, you know, when I read about the trial, I thought maybe that was some small, tiny thing that I could do.
Tryon is one of about 90 locations in the U.S. participating in the study. It's a phase 3 trial, which means it's the third round of tests for this vaccine, and more people across the country can enroll. It will test a COVID-19 vaccine developed by the company Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. The vaccine has a small portion of the coronavirus. It's been shown to help the immune system make antibodies to fight off the virus. And it appeared safe in the first 45 people who received it, according to a recent preliminary report in the New England Journal of Medicine. A spokesman for Tryon says the medical practice plans to enroll between 350 and 500 people in the study. He says more than 1,500 are interested. Participants will get two shots about 28 days apart, either the test vaccine or a placebo. They'll have to regularly record their symptoms and temperature. They'll also have to provide periodic blood samples for 2 years after they get the shots, so scientists can check for immune system substances like antibodies. Participants and the medical practice are both paid to participate, but Tryon wouldn't disclose how much. Reddick hasn't gotten picked yet. If she does, she says she's a little worried about possible side effects, which include fever, headache, and muscle aches. But she says someone needs to do this.
All the advancements in medication come because there's human trials. I mean, someone does it.
She says she really wants to help get life back to normal.
I'd like to be able to go out to eat again, you know, meet with friends. I'd like to go sit in a bar somewhere and have a drink. I'd like to, you know, go to yoga or go to the gym.
Reddick says she's sad for what people have missed because of the virus. In her case, in the spring, her daughter was forced to cut short her study abroad trip to Denmark. Her son's high school graduation was canceled. But she says she knows she's relatively lucky and is especially worried about people less fortunate than her family. Anaya Truss-Williams is another woman hoping to be picked for the vaccine trial in Charlotte. She's from the Mint Hill area and is a rising junior at the University of Maryland. The coronavirus upended her life in March when she got stuck on campus after deciding to stay for spring break. She ended up using an Uber to help her move apartments twice.
I just had to like get an Uber XL and just like give them a really good trip for like helping me get all my stuff in.
Now Truss-Williams is back in the Charlotte area for about a month. She says she plans to head back to campus in the fall, even though her classes will be online. Truss-Williams says the coronavirus has made her feel anxious and helpless, and says participating in the vaccine study would give her some hope.
Even if I were to like get into the trial, and even if they give me a placebo, I think that in my heart I'll still feel better knowing like they're working toward this. Things are going to return to a new normal eventually.
This vaccine is one of about 25 COVID-19 vaccines currently being tested in humans. The Food and Drug Administration said in June that a coronavirus vaccine would have to protect at least 50% of vaccinated people to be considered effective. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.